Blog Talk Radio.
Enter your access code followed by the enter your access code.
followed by the pound sign.
Assalamualaikum. Can you hear
Please
me?
Enter
okay?
your access code followed by
Please
the pound
enter your
sign.
Access code followed by the pound sign. Please enter my access code. Can anybody hear me?
Please enter your access code followed
yes,
by the pound sign.
Can you hear me?
Followed
I don't know why I've asked you for access code, but give me a moment and I'll try and do that, all right?
Okay.
Please enter your access code followed by
Please
the pound
enter your
sign. Access code followed
you
by the pound sign.
One.
If this is correct, press 1. To re-enter your access code, press 2.
Oh.
Please enter your access code followed by the... Please enter your access code followed by
your
the pound
access
sign.
Code followed by the pound sign.
Assalamu alaikum, Bilal.
Please enter your access code followed by
your
the pound
access
sign.
Code followed by the pound sign.
Okay, I hear you, Bilal. Can
okay,
you hear
I
me?
Hear you. They keep on saying the same thing over and
please
over.
Please enter your access
yes,
code followed
don't
by
know
your
why.
Pound
Isaiah,
sign followed by the pound sign.
Isaiah, can you hear us?
Sign.
Yeah, all right, I can hear you.
No, Isaiah.
Oh, Isaiah, okay.
Please enter your access code
Please
followed
enter
by
your
the pound
access
sign.
Code followed by the pound sign.
Okay, I'm going to hang up from that particular one and I'll call back in, all right?
Please enter
okay.
your access code
Please
followed
enter
by
your
the pound
access
sign.
Code
followed by the pound sign.
Okay, let's see. Okay, it is saying that all circuits are busy now. Assalamu alaikum. This is Martha Nyla Williams with the Nomi Nomi Institute, a 24-hour human developmental process and a foundation for learning based on God's word. Give us a moment. We're going to be right back. All right, once again, I don't know what's happening to the phone line. And we'll try it another way. One more. Assalamu alaikum to all. This is Martha Nyla Williams with the Nomi Nomi Institute. A 24-hour human developmental process, and a foundation for learning. Hold on, I want to get Isaiah off hold. And then go back. All right, everyone. Yes, inshallah, we're only on for about 30 minutes, and we're wanting to talk about back to school. We are now in the month on the Gregorian calendar. We're in the month of August for Augustus Caesar. Augustus Caesar left his mark in history. He was one of the Roman leaders. I think it was Roman. Yes, he was Roman. Roman leaders. And I don't know too much about his leadership style to discuss it, but we can. But during his reign, I'm sure, the governmental policies that were set, I don't know, and you can share with us whether ones were entitled to education, whether it was a public education, was something that was instituted. And we know that during the time of Roman leadership, that there was a relationship between the eastern countries the Eastern countries, meaning Syria, you know, traffic and trade along the Mediterranean Sea and along the other borders. And so what we want to discuss about being back to school is what does that mean, and is it limited to the time period, the 9-month time period that the public school arena and private school arenas are all in, as well as college and universities. I guess you'd say the secondary school system. So as we look back into the history of Muslim leadership and the examples that they led by, it shows that they were very much into education. Education starting with the young, going out and connecting with creation. And yes, there were difficult moments, difficult times, misunderstanding, illogical avenues were used as far as girls and boys being born and who was to be more, who was to receive an education and who was not, who was more preferred, which gender was more preferred. A misunderstanding about the use or the need for genders and the benefit that comes through both, the benefit from both. And so we're saying lead by example. So when we lead by example, we have to know something in order to lead, and that something is our relationship with our reason, our purpose, our role in this life. And so as we speak with our young, we want our young, I pray that ones are able to hear me, okay? And we are now 15 minutes into the discussion. We were trying to connect ourselves with the conference call number, which is 4371-2-432-0490. But we were getting a hard signal there that says the lines were busy, and at the same time set the code in. All right. And now I'm going to be assisting ones with someone with their routine at home, so bear with me here with that too. Again, this is Martha Nyla Williams with the Nomi Nomi Institute. And INS, meaning the social being. The human being is a social being, and it is necessary to be educated, for the human being to be educated. So let's get started. Let's talk about, okay. Assalamu alaikum to you, Kurt. I'm doing my blog talk at the same time. This is to the blog talk family. So as I answer into the phone, you can get all that from the back one. You can handle it. Okay. Let's stay right here. I was waiting for my grandson to call in, Mr. Isaiah Abdul Shakur and Mr. Bilal Abdullah. Okay, well, continuing on, many of you know the history of the eras, the Byzantine era, the Abbasid era, where different ones led governmental processes, they led social processes. There was, I said Abbasid, yes, the Byzantine. And these eras, rulership periods, they led for a while and then others overtook them or overthrew them. And I've come to the conclusion after reading different information about different leaders and their constituents, you know, their population, their populace. After reading it, I've come to the conclusion that any time there was mistreatment of anyone
in the society. Anytime the leaders were unjust in their rulership, there was a decadence. There was a decadence, a decaying, a rottening of their social values. And anytime their social values decreased, then they were apt to lose their rulership. And when they lost their rulership, of course, many of them, again, were overthrown. And now you can read up on that, but I'm going to highlight the Muslim era and its influence in bringing societies back to or elevating them through the Word of God. The revelation from Almighty God elevates the human being. It brings the human being back to a conscious level of why it is here, its purpose, its role, and how it is to coordinate or cooperate or work with or socialize, relate to others, and to have a respect for human worth, and to have a respect for the environment, and to have a respect for the rest of creation. The rest of creation, the animals, the insects, the live organisms of plant and trees, you know, the forest, the animals that live in it. There's a distinct relationship that we are to have and value. Give me one moment, please. Okay, everyone, thank you for holding on. Isaiah and Bilal, are you all on with me? Isaiah? I guess you're not on with me. Yep. Okay, everyone. Again, this is Martha Nyla Williams with the Know Me, Know Me Institute. And we're going to continue on. Now, speaking about leadership, let me get my phone and plug it in. This is getting low on space. And this is only for about 30 minutes, everyone, that we're doing this. And then we'll be going back to the 3 hours process, all right? Give me a moment. Hang on. Give the noise, everybody. Thank you, Kurt. I'm taking that drop your seat. Yeah. Well, it'll all be good. Okay, everyone. Again, this is Martha Nyla Williams. Thank you again for your patience, and Zell will be calling in just a moment. And we're here at a dear friend's house, and I wanted to get the information about Augustus Caesar and his leadership, and about the different leaders during the Muslim reign, how they led, and what made them be so influencing, what made them their influence be so beneficial to other leaders, and that influence still lives today. As we think about the public schools and attending the public schools, I should say, and the public colleges and universities, and even the payment, I was reading where during the Umayyad or the Abbasid leadership, that one had to pay, but it said the elementary schooling, they looked down upon the elementary teachers. And then the secondary
teachers were a little more impressive, but the third were much more because they were advanced. They taught the universal knowledge of geometry and math, and the philosophers the philosophers taught much about space, time, in relation to events. Their sayings were documented and studied. And then you had the prophets whose sayings were documented. And all of this became education. Then you had other religious followers who followed the prophetic teachings. And though they were learning from the philosophers and the philosopher's philosophy, and then you had ones in the world of creativity, such as in music and the different art, drawing art, in the different acting, drama, theatrics, those kind of arts. And then you did have those 10 seconds. We'll still have about another 30 minutes after this. Then you had those who ventured into a life beyond the realm that people could understand, and they labeled it witchcraft or devil worshiping or sorcery. And there were ones who delved into that. But nonetheless, education, what was its purpose? What was it to do for the human being? And that's the question we want everyone to discuss. And perhaps we're going to have to do this tomorrow, God willing, after our Juma lecture. But we want ones to read Surah Al-Kahf. Surah Al-Kahf is the 18th surah or chapter of the Quran. And when you read that, you share what it is that you get from it. That's spelled K as in kite, A, H as in Harry, F as in Frank. Cass. Now, when you read the Quran, you want you to look at it, see how it's compiled, or even if you're going on the internet, look at the Arabic writing, and look at the translations or transliterations, and imagine this. This was revealed to a prophet that brought the message to the people. That was his purpose. But the message that was brought is to be exactly as it was revealed. And that's why the writing in the language in which the prophet spoke is in Arabia. It wasn't because he was Arab, he was of the Arab tribe, but it was because of his good natured self, his obedient, and then his desire to help those in need. Now we can check the other prophets as well, and we can see how the message traveled through them. So that message information then becomes a form of transportation by which knowledge is transported. Knowledge is transported. So when we become educated, it has to move us. It has to be a vehicle by which we are moved through space and time. We can check back into the space and time of other individuals living, but it will be through the knowledge, through the information. And when we become educated on it, then it plays a part in our life. There's a true relationship built between information shared years ago and the information being studied today. So now what is our role? Are we to document
Inflammation? And if so, what kind? And how does it become education? How does the inflammation become education? I don't know if anyone has checked on yet. I have to be on my screen in order to see whether someone is there. So give me a moment. Let me check the screen and see if they called in time. Let's see here. Let's see. Go to the studio and let's see if there's anyone online. And if there is, I can bring you in if you can hear me in just a moment. If you made in the call before the 7 o'clock hour. Yeah. Is this okay? Don't want to. Okay. Well, I'm having difficulty getting. Okay, send the answer. Okay. Well, my phone is jumping all around, but alhamdulillah. Okay, I apologize, but I pray that you can hear me, Isaiah and Bilal Abdullah. But as we're going to redo this on tomorrow, inshallah. All right? Apparently, I should be able to see my background. At the studio. See if that'll bring you around. Okay, but continuing on, what is the education? If we were to write things down now about our life, okay, there it is, about our life, what will it show? Will it show that we have evolved in any way and that whatever way we've evolved, will it show the connection? Will we make the connection between yesterday? And if we're able to make the connection, what will that connection look like? Will it be a connection of good, or will it be a connection of ill intent? And I'll give you specifics. And the specifics are dealing with housing and food and clothing. How were ones treated? Were they treated well, or were they mistreated? And if they were mistreated, then what happened? Does our life of today reveal that human beings evolved and made conditions better because of the conditions of yesterday? Is slavery, has it ended for a group of people based on the conditions of yesterday of ones being enslaved? Did that help the human family? Once there were a segment of people enslaved and tortured and considered less than, and then written in the biblical text to make it to legitimize the slavery, make it appear as though the prophets received a message from the Almighty, the Most High, that these particular people were to be enslaved or were considered less than or were to be the laborers of the others? What kind of benefit have we received? And what kind of ways have we evolved because of atrocities? And what kind of ways that evolved, ways evolved connecting with the good that occurred? Finding ways easier. A good was done, but a better way of doing that good. For example, when you're taking care of people, you see that they're sick and they need help, right? And so you try to find ways to help them with, if they're in pain, medicinally. You try to help them if they've broken a limb. You probably repaired it with a tree limb or a branch or something and wrapped it with some strong weeds and, you know, to what we call today making a splint or putting a brace or a cast, right? We've evolved to making it be a cast. So we've made better ways of embracing a broken limb on the body of a human or animal. We found ways to take care of both. So that's a good that has evolved from yesterday. Even the taking care of the teeth. A teeth is needing to be pulled out. We found better ways of pulling the tooth out. The good way was ridding one of a tooth that was hurting them, but the way of extracting it was horrible. But one lived through it. And then there were traditions of ones not wanting women to sleep around or to be loose with themselves. So they thought that they had to get rid of this physical thing called the clitoris, which allowed the woman to participate gracefully or enjoyingly in the process of relating with the opposite sex. So it was cut away, cut out of the female. And if she lived through it, it was their thought was she was meant, it was meant to be. If she didn't live through it, then it wasn't meant to be. Meaning she wasn't meant to live. And so many ones of today had their clitoris removed. And they say it extracted their feeling, you know, as they participated in a relationship with their husband with their husband. Now, how have we evolved in the good? Well, we have marital contracts. Marriage is good, but now the marital contracts allow one to get into the marriage and participate as husband and wife, and the husband can still take. Now, there were marital situations back in the day wherein men could have more than one wife. Now, how did we destroy that relationship, that process? We can say that it was destroyed by one's going outside of the bounds of marriage and engaging in adultery. And one's engaged in adultery then too. But in this time, once the message that was revealed that one can have up to so many wives, right? And but they had a responsibility. They, meaning the husband, had a responsibility for taking care of the wife. So you see, many things happen through education. We moved through time. So now this time is on the Gregorian calendar, 2015. And this time on the Hijra calendar is 1436. So much has happened. So much information has been shared. And now children of today in 2015 or 1436, children are returning back to a process called school to get an education. And this education, our thinking of today is it's supposed to better the life of the human family. You know, the human family has become so integrated through migration. Once have joined together, they've joined together, drawn their traditions, and they've allowed their traditions to coordinate to where they one doesn't topple the other. Out of respect for each other, ones have allowed themselves to love and to continue broadening the spectrum of the human family, not disrespecting either tradition. And so from the combination, the combining of individuals from different corners of the earth, whose ancestors came from a different part of the earth, grew up, had the traditional